Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Proverbs chapter 25, verses 11 through 13. That's Proverbs 25, verses 11 through 13. It says, a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in a setting of silver. Like a gold ring or an ornament of gold is a wise reprover to a listening ear. Like the cold of snow in the time of harvest is a faithful messenger to those who send him. He refreshes the soul of his masters. We saw this wisdom a little bit at the end of last Saturday's challenge as we talked about not making quick judgments. And when we do speak about areas of people's lives that need work, we're to do it to them in private and in love for the purpose of restoration and healing. We need to understand that words have tremendous power, and we're to use them to refresh others and not to tear them down. Look again at verse 11. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in a setting of silver. For a word to be fitly spoken, it's spoken where it fits. Do you understand what I'm saying? We have a tendency to just use our words and just speak all the time and just let the words go out wherever they go. But words are dangerous. The Bible says that the tongue is full of deadly poison. We have to really allow the Spirit of God to control us and to allow our words to actually build people up and not tear people down. Listen to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. It says, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that's the word fitly spoken, that it may give grace to those who hear. Let me read that to you again. This is a verse that a lot of people need to add to their memorization verse, if you will, or putting it in their heart. It says, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. That's Ephesians 4:29. We're to be making sure that when we speak, our words are at the right time, in the right place, and for the purpose of building people up and not tearing them down. I'll talk to you more about that in a little bit of our challenge because I want to share an illustration from my personal life. But in order for us to be able to do this, we have to apply what Jesus said through James in chapter 1 of the book of James, verses 19 and 20. We have to be slow to speak and quick to listen. Listen to what it says in James chapter 1, verse 19 and 20. It says, know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. If we're going to become someone who shares words at the right time and in the right way, we're going to have to be people that are very slow to speak, quick to listen, allow the Spirit of God to speak to us and to show us truth and show us wisdom as to when to speak and when not to, and then we'll be able to be that person that speaks at the right time in the right way. Now, the Bible also says in our passage for today that we have to have receptive ears too. Look at what it says here. It says in verse 13, like the cold of snow in the time of harvest is a faithful messenger to those who send him. He refreshes the soul of his masters. And in verse 12, like the gold ring or an ornament of gold is a wise reprover, listen, to a listening ear. It's one thing to share truth with somebody, it's another thing to have them receive it in the right way. All this has to happen at the right time. As you know, there are times that you're more willing to receive instruction than others, and the speaker needs to know when that time is, and the receiver needs to be ready to receive when it's time. Like I told you, I thought I'd share an illustration from my personal life with my kids. When my children were younger, they're 23, 21, and 18 now, but when they were younger and they were involved in sports, I always enjoyed sports myself and had the chance of playing some sports in college, and I have a little bit of understanding and knowledge about how to play some of these sports that they were playing, and I wanted to help them, but my words weren't used properly, and I would sometimes not have the words in the right way in the right time. I thought I was helping, but they didn't receive it in such a way. There was a time my son was playing basketball, and he was young, and he had a breakaway for a layup, and as he went down the court, he shot the ball off the back board a little too hard, and it didn't come anywhere near the basket, and he missed the wide open shot. I stood up in the gym in my mind thinking I was helping and yelled out, softer off the glass next time, but I watched my son's shoulders slump down. Those weren't the right words at the right time. To call out his error and point it out in front of a whole gym of people was not the right time to do it. And I had to learn over the years to know when to speak and how to speak and to make my words that built up. Even when I corrected, I did it in ways that would build up. And folks, I pray that you hear this challenge today and you allow the Spirit of God to do this work in and through you as well. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.